I'm Eddie Garcia, technical producer of Triad Arts. David Gordon Green burst onto the film scene with his critically acclaimed film George Washington, which was shot in Forsyth County. He went on to make films in a variety of genres, from serious fare like All the Real Girls and Undertow to comedies like Pineapple Express and the HBO series Eastbound and Down. His film Prince Avalanche screened at last year's River Run International Film Festival, and this year he brought River Run attendees the film Joe, a Southern Gothic starring Nicolas Cage. David Gordon Green graduated from UNCSA in 1998, and we started off talking about his experience there.
My student films were all over the place. My very first film was called We Lather Up My Rough House, and it was a comedic movie about the man that invented soap as if it was just invented recently, and he's trying to convince his roommate to take a bath with him. and that was a real fun one. I cast two of my classmates in, and they were actually incredible actors, and I would put that on a DVD other than I've got all a Menudo soundtrack that I don't think I could get the rights to all the good Menudo songs that I put in it. I made a movie called Pleasant Grove that ultimately became the feature film George Washington. It was kind of the seed of that idea, exploration of those concepts. And so I made it my second year of college, and it stuck with me over the next few years. And then I did a movie about three guys trying to milk a horse called A Biography of Barrels. It was kind of a comedy western.
You were not bound by genre from the get-go.
Not in any way. I really love just kind of playing with it in comedy or drama or documentary. I even acted in one of Danny McBride's early student films. He couldn't find a dude that would do full frontal nudity in a short film, and so I was happy to you know, drop trow and give him what he needed.
You were the guy. Yeah, speaking of Danny McBride, and so some pretty important relationships developed there. Was it always a plan for you guys to find ways to work together after you got out of school?
Absolutely. You know, it's just when you meet a good group of people, it's like starting a band. You know, if everybody finds a rhythm and finds a commonality, a common taste.
Well, we've touched on this a little already, you know, that you've made films in a variety of genres. And something I always appreciate as a viewer is the way you work comedy in so often. And is this just a natural way that you write, or are you conscious of wanting to add some levity in there?
I always want to add levity. I think just the production process demands it. In terms of my mentality, I try not to get overwhelmed and melancholy and dark subject matters, but bring an authenticity to them. And in an effort to do that, I need to make sure that there's a balance of lightness and laughs.
Is it usually all on the page before you start filming, or are you a director that likes to have actors improvise on set?
I insist actors improvise.
Okay.
It is just a way that you can take away some of the preparation, some of the discipline and manicure polish of a performance. I like to have a character not know what he's going to say next, that look in their eyes, they're thinking, that you don't know how to react to someone until they've said what they're going to say, and, you know, have a great architecture and blueprint of a screenplay, but at the same time, you want it to feel real. You want these characters to say what they would say, and once you've cast the movie, I leave the script behind to some degree and let the performance speak for itself.
You've directed a lot of episodes of Eastbound and Down and Service Producer, and how much influence do you have over the tone of that show?
One of the things that we all want to do as collaborators is push the tone of comedy, push the technical ambition of comedy. You know, a lot of people think, oh, as long as it's funny, everything's cool, right? You just need to have a few laughs. But if something looks nice and you've shot it well and you've got some imagination to the composition and you've got performance that aren't just spitting out jokes, but actually have some depth and detail to them, it just makes it that much more memorable. And I like to challenge people's emotions as well, say things that are funny that you feel ashamed that you're laughing at, or challenge people with the drama that ekes in a few absurdities that kind of make you crack a smile, and do a spit take every now and then when you, you know, want to raise your eyebrows, just the things that Kenny says.
Yeah. Well, mission accomplished on that, I'd say. David Gordon Green. His new film, Joe, screened at the River Run International Film Festival. Visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts for a complete River Run schedule. While you're there, you can listen to an extended version of my interview with David. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.